Roush Honda, we're closed on Sundays. Sure, we might miss out on a few sales, but some things in life are more important than selling cars. So Sunday, relax. Then come see us on Monday, and you'll see why.
The best way to see Honda is Roush Honda.
Matt Mayer, Buckeye Institute, joins me for a couple of moments. Matt, good morning. What's behind this new compensation tool? Why did you do this?
But to further give Ohioans a chance to compare themselves and what they, how much they're making in terms of the full compensation package to their peers in state government, where the data is available, and so we can just kind of continue to educate Ohioans on the imbalance between government worker pay and private sector pay.
How did this imbalance come about?
Well, collective bargaining. I mean, it's since '83 you've seen an increase that were, you know, far greater than inflation between pay increases, step increases, longevity pay, birthday bonuses. I mean, all the various, you know, bells and whistles that get in there. And over the course of you know, 28 years, those things have added on top of each other, compounded to a point now where the pay is fairly high and unsustainable.
And that was won fairly by the unions. Everybody agreed to it.
That's true. You had government management workers agree to it, but that gets to the inherent problem of collective bargaining in the private, in the public sector, which is, unlike in the private sector, there really isn't a profit loss motive. There's not, you know, somebody who's looking out to make sure that the shareholders in the company is profitable. And in government, they just, if the money's there, they go ahead and pay it, and it doesn't matter, because if they don't have the money, then they just have the taxpayers bail them out.
Okay, for example, you had the highest hourly rate for a state of Ohio employee was a physician who was paid $101.79 an hour.
Right.
Is that a fair wage?
It might be a fair wage, but that's really what we want taxpayers to decide. And that's why we felt that it was important to put, you know, these, you know, near, but just about 500 job codes out there, so that taxpayers could get the information, see what the low is, see what the high is, see what the average is, and make those determinations for themselves as they go about their business.
The highest paid state worker earned $325,700 a year, including more than $174,000 in overtime pay. You could hire two more people with that, with the overtime.
Yeah, you could have, and that gets back into, you know, someone's not doing a very good job managing if somebody's getting that much overtime. And so that gets back into the productivity problems. I mean, one of the limitations in government, and this is not just Ohio, this is everywhere, is that folks haven't really figured out a good way to instill productivity measures. And so, unlike the private sector, you know, there's inherent inefficiency in government that no one's figured out how to fix yet. And that's one of those great examples where you've got people working more overtime, earning more overtime than they make in their yearly wage, because there's just this inherent inability to properly manage.
Okay, you don't name names in here, do you?
No, we don't need to make this personal. I mean, I don't begrudge the individual state workers or government workers for kind of getting out of the system what is available to them. Anybody would do it if they were in their shoes. It's not about the individual. This is about the system that needs reform, which is, I think, is the whole thrust of the Senate Bill 5 movement, in order to get the kind of reform and control over these wages. I mean, we've talked before about, you know, the 613 school districts are heading to a $7.6 billion statewide deficit by 2015, and, you know, 96% of all revenues are going to compensation costs. So if you don't get the compensation package stuff under control, you're just going to have to raise taxes or cut programs and hurt kids or hurt public safety or hurt your ability to respond to fires. And our view is this should be an across-the-board compensation package cut solution that allows us to realign to the new normal that is Ohio's economy.
The average hourly rate for state workers in Ohio year 2010 was $25.28, equaling an average yearly salary of $52,580.
Yep, that's pretty good. I mean, if you look at the tax tables, that puts the average, you know, just under what would be the you know, roughly top 40% of all wage earners.
Mm-hmm. Okay, some of the job descriptions here, I see you have cashiers, laborers, janitors and cleaners, registered nurses, customer service reps. What are some of their pay wages?
You know, if you get on the salary comparison tool at BuckeyeInstitute.org over there on the left-hand side, that you can go in there and see. And the reason we wanted to have all those different job codes that were available is because, you know, the more we can have a comparison with their private sector peer, more and more Ohioans can look at the facts, get the facts, and educate themselves as they're being asked to move forward on some of these reform issues.
All right. Well, it's all there. You've done a good job.
Yeah, well, thanks, Bob. I appreciate that.
Some people really are going to be surprised when they pry into that and see just what's going on.
Yeah, there's lots of surprises that people find out when they start peeling back the onion of these compensation packages of government workers.
There you go. Matt Mayer, Buckeye Institute, talking about hourly wages for public employees, give you an idea of what's going on there pay-wise.